that you are on display. Thank you, Lord, that that's the manifestation of your faithfulness. Thank you, God, that our precious brother, he sang from what you have done in him. Lord, thank you for the transformation, Lord God, of the sons of God. Thank you for the glory to glory life. And Lord, help us today to not look back. Oh God, to press on. Lord, as was said earlier, you brought Joseph to Egypt. And thanks be to God, he had but one friend, and that was you. Oh God, help us to understand it. Help us to seek you, to draw nigh to you. Lord, you give grace to the humble. And how could we not humble ourselves before you? With the love wherewith we are loved and the mercy, the rich in mercy, God, that you are and the mercy that you have just showered upon your vessels of mercy. I'll tell you, we can only be humble. Only be humble. Thank you for that, because that's your plan and it's your doing. Once again, nothing of us. Thank you for this privilege to hear your word. Change us, Lord God, into your very image. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I had told you earlier this week that on that trip I took here, oh, how the Lord opened up some mighty, mighty things. Specifically about stressing the vine. But I'm going to tell you something. He's still stirring that up in me. So I don't want you to be disappointed, because I think he's still got something good for us today. How's that? Amen? Turn on over to Isaiah chapter 45. That's Isaiah 45. And we'll begin reading from verse 5. I am the Lord. I like that. And there is none else. There is no God beside me. That knocked out a lot of religions here. Pretty much all of them, almost. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. He really wants to get that across, don't he? I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Woo-hoo. Let the potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, what makest thou? Or thy work, he hath no hands. Woe unto him that saith unto his father, what begattest thou? Or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. Now, here he is telling us of his excellence. He's telling us that there is no one else beside me. I made it all. I made light. I made darkness. I make peace. I make evil. Salvation, righteousness. But here we go in verse 11. But here's what I want. I make all this, but here's what I want. I love that. Ask me of things to come. Ask me of things to come. He wants us to know him, doesn't he? Amen, he does. He wants us to enter into fellowship and conversation. And he wants us to know. He's a God that doesn't want to keep us in the darkness. He's the God of light. He wants to bring us into the fullness of it. He wants us to come into the fullness of the knowledge of Christ. He wants us to come into the knowledge and the fullness of his love, of everything about him. That's the God he is. Oh, how personal and intimate is our God. But what's so sweet here is he wants us to know. And he wants us to inquire about things to come. And not just any event and not just the future, but specifically the future concerning my sons. The future concerning my sons. Praise God. I believe that's you and me here today. Hallelujah. By the blood of the Lamb. And specifically concerning my sons by the work of my hands. And command me to tell you. Command me to tell you about the masterpiece. The masterpiece I want to make in you. He wants us to know it. But in order to know it, we must command him. I love that. He wants us, that word command means to enjoy, to bring us into it. There's nothing more that he wants. This verse, I'll tell you, it reveals the precious heart of our God that he wants us to know him. Oh, amen. I love this. He's a father. He's a father. A father wants his sons to know him. Everything about who we are, what our family's about. Not just to sit over there and you be quiet and don't you say a word and I'll tell you when to talk. I know there's families that grew up that way and I feel sorry for those kids. But they still, by the grace of God, can have the Father of all fathers. The only Father. So there's no excuse. But I had a dad and I thank God. All he wanted me to do and all he wanted his children to do was to enter in, enter in, enter in. I want to give you everything that I have and he did. Everything. I want you to be even more than me. Isn't that beautiful? I think about that more than me. Dad always wanted us to be better. And he did. Once you have more opportunity and all these things. Jesus Christ, that same heart. And even greater things you'll do than I. Come on, people. How could you sit still? Really, shame on us. We're in the presence of him. We've gathered in his name. We're in the throne room. This is the family of God. We're the sons of the living God. It is, I don't know. I don't know if another mantle was passed with John. I don't know. But I thank God that there was an encouragement in my heart. And I said, oh, thank you, Lord, for that brother that loved you. And I can say it, odd as the oddest duck. But a lover of the truth. And bold in it. And not looking for man to direct his steps. And even at the criticism of Christian man. Don't be a critic. Don't do that. God help it to be extinguished from this place. But I know the Lord said there must be heresies among you. But I sure don't want to be one. I remember people walking around, oh, there must be heresies among you. Well, do you want to be one? Is that what you're meaning? You signed up for that one? I don't want to be Brother Heresy. I don't. Brother Sav's good. Oh, yeah. As we spoke and rejoiced, Brother Vern, Epaphroditus, Brother Love. Amen. Now, let's get on this now. This verse reveals the heart of our Father. He doesn't want to keep us at bay. He wants to bring us in. He wants to draw us in. He encourages us to be bold beyond what I could even understand. Command me, son. Command me. That's how I love you. I yearn for you to enter into the intimacy of my heart and my ways. He wants to enjoin us in this. Him telling me this only strikes one chord in my heart. I was born to be a king. I was born a Lord of all. And he's commanding me, call unto me as a king. Now, we understand the word of God here. And I thank the Lord by the grace of God. Did he not command us truly to hold fast, which thou hast, that no man take thy crown? He didn't tell me to hold fast, which thou hast, that no man take my palm. I do not want to be a palm waver. That's not a place for me. I know that. It's not a place for any child of God, but most of them want to take it. Because they refuse to hear the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That crown of righteousness that Paul speaks of in 2 Timothy chapter 4, it's defined in the Greek as an exalted rank of righteousness crown. Command me, he's saying, to rule and reign jointly together with me. Command me, hallelujah, to know and to hear my desire to be my fellow heir. Desire by the grace of God to be glorified together with me. And once again, I'm not ashamed of the interpretation of it. To be glorified together with him means to be exalted to the same glory. Command me. By the grace of God, cause my heart to enjoin into that. It's not something that my voice and I just get an idea and I think about it. It's the life of Christ that's in me. It's the very life of his son. He's going to give his son his throne. Amen. We know that. He's seated at the right hand by the grace of God. Amen. And he's going to hand over his throne for 1,000 years to his son. How beautiful. Do you think it's going to be hard for him? Oh, he's waiting. There's nothing more joyous. And I can speak of this because his son is going to have a wife. And she's going to come and he's going to enjoin those two. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit is doing it right now. And they're going to come together and he's going to say, oh, honeys, here it is. I've been waiting, panting. Oh, my, how do you think you learned to pant after me? Because I'm a God that's panted after you. He made us in his own image. Come on. Oh, God, quicken us today. He desires this because he desires his glorified together one with him. That's what he's living for. That's everything to him. That's what Jesus came to die for, his wife. Bringing many sons to glory. Salvation with eternal glory. Oh, praise his name. I tell you what, we should all be about ready to run around here and yell. I thank God. I'll pray for you too. You pray for me about the love of God constraining us. Amen? Now, listen to what he wants. Listen to this. Command me to tell you, and it's so precise here. Command to me to tell you about the most precious thing of my heart. And I love that. Again, the list that he just brought forth to us. There's none beside me. There's no other God. I make light. I make darkness. Man. I make everything. Some people get bent out of shape that he tells you, I made evil. That'd be the dumbest thing you'd ever think. Was somebody else made it? Let me tell you something. I'm so glad my God made it. He knows how to deal with it. As a matter of fact, he's already dealt with it with his son. That's how he dealt with it. And I believe his son said, Tielio, it is finished. It is finished. Praise be to God. It's just on a clock, but it's done. And I call those things which be not as though they were. And I thank the Lord. I'm just living to the day, praise God, till he wraps it up. Now. How wonderful we can get excited about the truth. But he commands us to have a desire, a passionate desire about the most precious thing on his heart. And that's the future of my masterpiece. And here it is, right here. Here it is, my sons. command me to tell you about the future of my masterpiece, my sons. Don't you love him? You don't think he's just been, oh my, he cannot get you off of his heart, off of his mind. He can't deny himself. I love that in manifold ways. He just can't deny himself that love. What he wants is for us to grow up into him in all things. Amen. Amen. Some people try, well, he means unto him in all things. No, he means into him. We're in Christ. Get over your stupidity. Really, that's just stupid thought. You're in Christ. You're in the body of Christ. Do you understand that? Praise God. His life lives in every single child of God. His life. We're in him. He's in us. It's so wonderful. We've been enjoined in a oneness that's beyond comprehension. And I thank the Lord. That's all he wants for his sons, is to grow up into him in all things. Praise the Lord. Now that's a father. He wants us to receive that crown of ruling and reigning jointly together with Jesus Christ. As the Apostle Paul said, not unto me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. I believe that would be a future thing, would it not? And I believe that appearing is a future thing about his sons. Amen. And I believe that's a really, that first trump rapture is a future thing about the mature sons of God. What are you commanding him for? See, but you have to know. Amen? Amen. If I'm a child, I'll talk to him as a child. Give me this, give me that. Lord, I need your help. And I love that because I still need it all the time. And I thank God I've got a dad. And his name is Father God. You understand that? But I moved into maturity. And I asked him about the most dear things on his heart. I said, oh, Father, I want to be that man. That man that you took Paul up into the third heaven to see. I glory in that man. I have a vision, praise God, as the Apostle Paul was given. I glory in that man to the measure, the fullness, and the stature of your son. There isn't anything. There isn't anything else. The mercy that's been given to us, that he showered us with the riches of his grace. Oh, what can I render unto the Lord for all his benefits to me? Oh, that I would take of the cup of salvation and just drink and drink and drink and drink. I want to be a vessel, praise God, that just keeps expanding in the glory of the salvation of my God. Oh my, oh my. Now, that's a heart, brothers and sisters, like Daniel, like Ezekiel. They wanted more. They always wanted to see more. God shut it up for them and they wept. Oh Lord, can I see more? David had a heart that panted after the Lord like a deer pants after the water. I want to have that heart. Lord, I want nothing but the whole counsel of God. Don't withhold a thing. Praise the Lord. Now, that's how he loves us. And that's how he desires us. And I thank God it's all about you. It's all about you to him. It is. It's all about you to him. That's how he's wrapped up in you. I mean, that's how he loves you. His son's life is in you. The same life. The same life. The same life he adores and he's holding hands with right now. Oh, son, look at him hearing you, hearing your word. This is what you have wrought, son. This is what your blood has brought. Oh, the many sons, praise God, hearing the glory message. You're hearing the glory message. Oh, you talk about mercy to the likes of us. Oh, thank you, God. And all he wants is his best for his sons. in all the things to come. Not the best of things in this old rudiment element life world. You want this for a temporal moment? Or do you want God's best with him forever? Amen. Huh? Are you beginning to really know, and knowing the word of God, it's not even worthy to utter or compare about these temporal sufferings that are but for a moment. They're not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall, listen to that, the glory that shall be revealed, not to you, but in you. In you. In you. That's what he sees. In you. Oh my. Now, it can be ours. Amen. And I believe we're getting some encouragement here. He says, now honeys, you command me. You command me. And we understand this in the utmost respect to our God. This isn't something as a spoiled child. This is as the most reverend son to a father. Oh, for that mercy and that grace, Father, I do. I command you. I command you with all the love that you put in my heart. Tell me. Tell me more. By your spirit, yea, the deep things of God. Let's keep going. Let's not turn back. I want to hear as the kings, praise God, that we've been born to be. I believe you, Lord, to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. You know that's beyond the capacity of what you could ever think, to stand before him complete and perfect in all the will of God. So you know what that must be. That must be what he's telling us here, which is the knowledge of God. Did you know that? See, you want to be that perfect man that he speaks of, to the measure and the stature and fullness of God? It says right there, which is the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Do you know Jesus? I believe everybody here knows Jesus. But here's a question for you I want to ask you. Do you know Jesus in you, the hope of glory? Now, wait a second. I'm going to ask that question again. Now, you know Jesus. But do you know Jesus Christ in you, the hope of glory? Amen. I believe you do. But I believe someday, and maybe that's a day, it'll be a twinkling, a little trumpet flutter, everybody standing up, and then we're gone. And all I can do is say, oh, Jesus, I pray that they might not be standing, but their hearts are standing up right now for you, praise God. And I know. I know. And it's good. We need to hear the word of God. I received a precious text the other day from a saint in this meeting. It said, my pastor is not about income. He's about outcome. And I said, praise God. By the grace of God, I am. That's true. But it's all because of him. It's all because of his keeping grace. But this is what he's telling us. He's about the outcome, isn't he? Matter of fact, he's completely obsessed about the outcome. That's why your life is like it is. It ain't going to sit right until he gets his outcome. Oh, my. Huh. Oh, yes. It ain't going to sit right until he gets his outcome. He's invested in you like no one's ever invested. He invested Jesus, his only begotten son, in you. For you. I thank God he's passionate about me. I thank God that he's a jealous God with a godly jealousy. That's how passionate he is. And I'll tell you what, he's completely obsessed about the finish. And here is the way to the finish of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus command me to tell you. See, the word of God says, he that wills to know will know. Don't let the enemy get you running around life and continue to run around life. I just don't know. I wonder about it. If Christ's life in you, command him, Lord, I will to know. Be serious about it. He's telling you to come forth to him and tell me you want to know. Tell me you want to hear. Tell me you want to have this fellowship with me as my mature son. I'll tell you what. You begin to do that, and I'll tell you, he'll take you into the knowledge of his great love. He'll take you in the knowledge of his good pleasure, of his will. The kings, brothers and sisters, the king. Sit down with him as a king. I love when them kings get together. The ones that will rule jointly together with him. He expects us to grow up, doesn't he? See, that's what, it's a passion on his heart. I got 2 sons there. They know a little bit about that from this man right here. The passion on my heart for you to be men, the men of God. I've ached for them in my life to be the men of God that God has called them to be. I know it ain't of me, but I sure can feel as a dad. But I know the only one that can do it is their same father as mine, God. But you gotta let him break you in his love. You begin to love his will more than yours. You begin to want his desires more than yours. You begin to see how beautiful and wonderful, incredible his heart is. It just kind of ravishes you. You melt. And you say, oh, Father, let thy will be done. See, only Christ in you can do that. You know that ain't you. Has to be the life of Jesus. Say them words. Mean them words. I've said them before and they were empty words. But I thank now God. I let him speak. No other one should be doing the talking. Amen. Mature sons command him to tell him, to tell them of his will. Do you tell the Lord, tell me of our wedding day? Do you tell him? I think I heard one lady does back here. Amen. Do you tell him, oh, tell us, tell me of our honeymoon? Do you sit down sometimes and say, Lord, now tell me of this judgment we're going to bring together. Tell me of the glory that's going to be bestowed upon you. Tell me, Lord God, when that's brought through. And we're going to do that together because he said we're going to reign jointly together. We're going to bring that tribulation. I'm talking about that great tribulation wrath. I'm going to be there with him. I'm going to be part of that wrath of God, Dwayne. My, oh my. People thought I was an angry man now, John. And bringing that all to a point someday, even past that 1,000 years, when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is, he's Lord. And I, by the grace of God, by the grace of God, tell me, Lord, about bringing that in. Do you command him? Do you realize what he's called you to? I know there might be some people hearing this saying, what is this guy talking about? He's nuts. No, I know about my Father who is nuts in love with me. I know this word. I know how he's just, he's beside himself in love. This plan is just beyond. But it's not beyond in a sense for us not to understand. He said, I want you to know it. And not only do I want you to know it, I want you to command me to know it. That's how I think about you. That's how I respect you. I love you in that fellowship. I want to draw you into that fellowship. Now that's what I want you to know. But only by being filled with all the fullness, yes, of God, but filled with all the fullness of love. See, that's what he is love. So you can know this here, but you'll never know it. You can memorize all the scriptures you want, but you'll never know it. But love somehow works down here. It works down here. And then I become one that my speak is speaking truth in love. My life, by the grace of God, is this life of Paul's gospel. By the grace of God, it's, oh Lord, thank you. You are causing me to grow up into you in all things. And then you know what happens? We begin to really see ourselves, don't we? Last time I got up here with you, I was standing up on that chair. I can see it there with you. And I can see it with you again today. But you got to know it for you. You got to know that this is your place that he's called you to. This little sweet man, he just got filled with the Holy Ghost. You can know it right now. Amen, you can. I know what God can do. He began to give me a vision at your age, son. And you just keep running. And sometimes people just don't understand, and that's just going to be that way. But you run. But you got to see you ruling and reigning jointly together with him. You have got to see you, by the grace of God, glorified together with him. And I thank the Lord. I believe him. He's going to share it with me in every capacity and all the fullness of all eternity to come. Yes, in the same capacity of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I've seen that divine grace. I believe in that divine grace. I know that divine grace is transforming my life. And I'll tell you what, I've taken him up on this. I've commanded him, tell me, Lord. Oh, you tell me. Because I know he's a God of mercy. He's not waiting for you to do something right. He's waiting for you just to call out on his mercy. And we've got the God of all mercy telling us today, command me, my sons. Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, I'm bringing forth the company of saints, those that believe on me. Yes, you're being called. A body will come forth and will stand in the midst of that throne. Will you come? Will you hear?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I'm the God that looks for passion. In Jesus' name, praise God. The violent, they take heaven by force. In Jesus' name, the violent take me by force. I'm searching for passion. I am searching for passion. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this time. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thankful for your all-powerful word. Lord, continue to allow us to take it in. Open our hearts to receive it. Cause us to grow up to be the sons that command you. Tell me, my sweet Father, the things to come concerning us by the work of your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.